Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it was a huge moment, and it basically just about capped that game yesterday. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, the Steve Nelson interception, which, of course, followed two other interceptions earlier in the game by Darius Slay. The defense, which really had taken a pounding, not just on the field, but in the court of public opinion the prior 2 weeks, and, you know, frankly, rightfully so, really responded yesterday. Now 5 games into the season, the defense has played very well in 3 of those 5 games. And joining us on the program right now, and I think it might be for the first time after a win, Mr. Alex Singleton. Alex, congratulations on the win yesterday, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely, this is the first time after a win.
Yeah, I thought we started around week 2 or 3, so I was trying to figure that out real quick. Yeah. Alex, how does it feel to get that win, especially given, you know the deal, how much you guys as a unit had struggled, and how much, you know, the public was on your case. It must feel great to get that one.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, it's almost, obviously, you know, we hear the outside noise, and as much as you say you ignore it and do all that, you hear it. But just how we felt inside, I think, you know, we all really believed in the whole, you know, we believe in each other. We know it's coming, especially as a defense. So to be able to, you know, put it out there and, you know, be able to do what we did yesterday, I think, was huge for us.
Were there adjustments? I mean, it looked to me, Alex, like there was more man-to-man with the cornerbacks yesterday. Did that create a dynamic that helped the defense play better?
Yeah, you know, I think during the week we kind of, you know, we had guys kind of, you know, like Slay and Nelson kind of stand on the table and just kind of, they were willing to, you know, say we're going to lock these dudes up, and were able to do it, kind of knew what they were going to run in certain situations and all that. So even when we were in zones and stuff, you know, if you're in zone but you know what the guy's running, you can really almost play a man-to-man. So it kind of becomes those situations where, you know, when you have two guys that are kind of fully prepared for a game and are ready to just kind of dominate, it makes it a lot easier for the other 9 guys on the field.
Were there new packages, like personnel-wise, of linebackers for this game that we hadn't seen earlier in the season?
Not necessarily different packages. I think just different rotations, yeah, more than packages.
Yeah, so we, you know, seeing Davion Taylor out there and seeing more like TJ Edwards and Jannard Avery, you know, getting a chance out there. It seemed like the linebacking core was invigorated. Like there was some aggression. That it was good playing. It worked. Whatever it was, it worked. On the touchdown by Tommy Tremble, how was that coverage supposed to work? The spacing touchdown. Who had who?
Yeah, it was a man coverage. I don't know what happened on the outside. I honestly, you know, sometimes, but all I, you know, it was obviously, you know, a blown coverage, and, you know, we let someone kind of just get wide open, but I honestly couldn't tell you exactly who it was.
Mm-hmm. What about we saw some more activity up front. Who's the best blitzer on the defense?
Oh man, you know, I'm never gonna not say myself, but we got after the quarterback yesterday, and I think, you know, with a lot of our blitzes, you know, a lot of blitzes, you gotta know what the offense is doing, and I think just overall as a group and as a defense yesterday, we were able to understand what they were going to do during the game, and so we were able to get guys free when we were blitzing and not just kind of get picked up by an offensive lineman.
Yeah, that is big. What did the coaches tell you after? I mean, that's a tough personal foul that you had. You know, they're asking you to fly around and then at the last second pull and back off. The hit on DJ Moore, what do the coaches say to you after a play like that?
Honestly, nothing. It's kind of one of those ones we'll go over today, but, you know, the second I came off the field, you know, I'm apologizing. But at the end of the day, I think as a skill position player, if you cut back into the field to where guys are coming to hit you, this is a contact sport. You can't give yourself up.
Yeah.
And so that's my opinion on it. People will, I'm sure, you know, say what they want, but I believe, you know, trying to protect. If this is their, you know, going into the week, the biggest playmaker, the guy that we have to stop.
Sure.
When he gets a reverse, it's not our fault as a defense that's coming for you that you're losing 10, 12 yards on a reverse play.
Alex,
that's
I agree with you entirely. I think it's a bad rule because your job is to take that guy down. And if he does like a sit-in protest the moment before you're going to go hit him and his thing is that I'm just going to go sit, I just think it's a very poor rule by the NFL that you – I mean, listen, could you have held up and was it a little later? Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, your job is to go get that guy and he sits right before you're about to tackle him.
Yeah, and that's how I look at it because when somebody – this is how I see when I'm chasing somebody on the field. If someone's working to the outside of the field towards out of bounds, if they break down to cut back inside, you have to break down and then accelerate forward if they cut back into the field. So when he sat down to cut back into the field, which he did, when he does that, I accelerate forward because those skill guys can run away from you. They have 50 yards to run now.
Sure.
And so the second you accelerate, if the guy sits down, it's kind of, you know, at worst I'm running and slapping the top of his head with my hands. So it's kind of, it's a lose-lose for the defense. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know what to say about it. Hopefully, you know, a guy doesn't sit down again who's cutting back into the field.
You're in an impossible spot in that situation. And I would say, like, as fans, we appreciate that you're willing to fly around and make plays. And I understand, like, physics doesn't allow you to just, like, press the pause button, like, an instant before you're about to hit someone.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it'll all work out. You know, it'll be way more plays made than those happening. You know, it's been, I think, you know, obviously 7 years of playing pro football, and that's the first one of those I've had. So I'm not too concerned about it.
Alex, how big do you think it is? I mean, it goes without saying, but I'll ask it anyway. For the team to get that win and avoid a 1-4 record.
It's huge. You know, we care so much, and, you know, we've been talking about so much how we're so close. All these things need to happen. And at the end of the day, you know, we have to show it. We have to prove it. This is our job. It's not, you know, we're not a college team that are preparing to win in 3 years or 2 years, you know, and whether or not whatever people believe, you know, the new staff, that whatever you want to believe, you know, this team this year, we want to win football games. We want to make the playoffs, and we want to make a run for championship. And to prove that, you have to beat teams. And so, you know, obviously that's a tough place to play. And so it was really good to see the team go down there and kind of, you know, especially defensively play the way we did. And, you know, when situations needed to, we were able to step up and give the offense the ball back when we needed to.
You know, Alex, the last time the Eagles played the Patriots, the last time the Eagles played Tom Brady, the Eagles won the game. So, you know, I know this guy's a pretty good player, but if you get a chance on Thursday night, just whisper the name Nick Foles in his ear and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, hopefully I get a lot of chances to get pretty close.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alex, how different is the schedule this week? Everything is fast-forwarded. You guys get right back into it, but how different is it going to be for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different. We're starting, I'm driving in right now because it's, you know, for our game week clock, it's Thursday afternoon right now. So we're going to go in and we're going to cram in our Wednesday, Thursday today.
Wow.
Tomorrow is going to be Thursday, Friday. And then Wednesday's, you know, mock game. We're doing strictly walkthroughs because, you know, obviously normally on a game week, Wednesday is our first day that we're even up and running. So it's different, but I think, you know, thankfully with, you know, how the coaches have implemented everything with walkthroughs and meetings, I think it's, for us, it's going to kind of be an advantage because I think, you know, we're ready for that, you know, that task. And, you know, with the energy I think we have after yesterday, we're excited to be able to have another primetime game and, you know, you know, prove who we really are.
Alex, congratulations on the victory, and good luck on Thursday night. Great challenge against Tom Brady, and it'll be fun to see you guys out there again. Thanks, Alex.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Alex Singleton, getting ready for Brady and a 2-3 Eagles team to try to get to 500. It will be tough, but they put themselves in a position to at least have a shot.
You know, it really helps, too, that we came out of that game all right, doing pretty well on the injury front. You know, that's sort of a new experience for us.
I know.
Especially on this short week, that can really make things tough. And for, you know, from the whatever 100-foot view we're looking at it from, things look a lot better than they might be on such a short week.
I agree. All right, up ahead, 12 o'clock hour and 1 o'clock hour, going to be busy. Mike Quick joins us at 12:20. Nick Sirianni, the day after press conference, one of the effects of the shortened week, if you will, Eagles from a Sunday game to a Thursday game. He's going to have a press conference at 1, so that'll be during our show. That's all up ahead, plus phone calls. Reaction to the Eagles' victory continues next on 94WIP.
Pro football and college football are rolling along, and the Parks Sportsbook app has you covered. Parks is the home team for sports betting, based right here in the Delaware Valley, and it's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, a risk-free bet of up to $500. This is a great deal, and you'll have so much fun with live in-game betting, which lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet on player performances like passing, rushing yards, touchdowns, halftime score. Bet on who scores first, and so much more. Get in on the action right now. New customers sign up. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500, and check out the big pro football game tonight. Indianapolis, a 7-point underdog in Baltimore. Indy's plus 250 on the money line, so an upset is a real value bet here. The over-under's 46 points, and if you sign up now, you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.